I'm going to turn back over to you to introduce the next section.
Yeah, now Jamie has a presentation on Framework 63 that we are going to try to initiate today. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Dr. Conine.
Thank you, and thanks, everyone. I have a brief presentation to walk through some items to possibly include in the framework action. Next slide, please. Taking a little step back on what our council priorities are for this year, both the annual and the multi-year. This is what we started from last year when priorities were set, and things have evolved as folks have been discussing at this meeting. First, we thought we were going to be assessing half the stocks. That's been modified to a few stocks. Second, we had on our list adopt additional measures to promote stock rebuilding. Third is consulting with the SSC to revise the ABC control rule. The suggestion here is maybe that project is going to take longer than annual priority. The next is the groundfish operational assessments and haddock research track assessments. Some stocks have now been shifted to next year, and the research track has been extended into the next year as well. Track and TMGC is still on the table and ongoing. With respect to the multi-year priorities, there's beginning adjustments to management measures that could be needed as a result of the revised understanding of COD stock structure. We just received an update on the workshops that are underway that can help inform both science and management. And then the next piece is to develop metrics to be used in the review process that will evaluate the monitoring system when we know what's approved in Amendment 23. And so we expect to begin work on that in the coming weeks. And the last was to discuss the limited entry strongman report and decide if an amendment should be pursued. And you completed that task already and decided to not pursue one at this time. Next slide, please. So taking into account of where we are with the work underway for both the annual and multi-year priorities, this is a draft list of possible framework adjustment items, which is focused on specifications, but there are possible other management measures to consider. So this includes setting TACs for U.S.-Canada management units of COD and Haddock, as well as Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder, and specifications for 2 years for that stock. Additionally, we would have specifications for the next 3 years for Georges Bank COD and Gulf of Maine COD, and possibly adjust the third year we have on the books for Georges Bank Haddock and Gulf of Maine Haddock. We would adjust 2022 specifications for Whitehake based on the approved new rebuilding plan that hasn't been approved yet, but it was a council proposal in Framework 61. Could also consider possible COD protection measures in response to the council priority of developing additional measures to promote rebuilding. And last could be other management measures as necessary, but we like that to be specified at this meeting and should be consistent with the council's priorities. Next slide. So today we expect you will initiate the action. Right now we have at the December meeting that you would both receive the TMGC's recommendations as well as the alternatives and take final action. However, we think in September, a lot of this might be shifted in the second bullet back to September. There's some discussions about moving some of the U.S.-Canada meetings back to September. And at that meeting, then you would be receiving an update on the draft alternatives and other measures as well. We anticipate implementation of this action by May 1st of next year, so the start of the next fishing year. I think that concludes. Oh, one more slide. So for today, we're asking that you initiate the action and specifically identify the items for inclusion. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Conine. First, open it up to the council for any questions on the presentation. All right, seeing none for the council, I'm going to go out to Miss O'Dell.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So thanks, Jamie, for the presentation. Quick question on, I know it's a difficult, you know, this is a kind of an unforeseen circumstance, not having Georges Bank and Gulf of Maine Haddock be assessed this September like they were originally intended. So we have a placeholder, you know, we do have a third year OFL ABC slated for Gulf of Maine Haddock or and Georges Bank Haddock. But I'm curious, you know, without having an assessment, has the PDT started any discussions of what data they may look at to adjust that 3-year 2022 you know numbers and catch in light of there not being a stock assessment until 2022? Have you had any, you know, internal discussions about what data you'd be looking at to make modifications to that 3-year 2022 TAC for those two Haddock stocks? Thanks.
Oh, can I respond?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. I was waiting for your prompt. So, no, the plan development team has not started to think about what it could do. There were some discussions at one point about the Science Center potentially producing some information on some indicators, but at this point, we haven't really gotten into that. There's been a lot of changes recently in the stock assessment schedule, as well as what we should expect. But at the same time, we know that third year specifications, we will have new information coming in from the research track assessment. So should we, you know, double check that those are still consistent with what we're seeing with the most recent information on Haddock? So I think that was the idea in the spirit of, you know, double checking the specifications we have for 2022.
All right. I see no other questions from the audience. Back to the council. I see none. So maybe I'm going to turn it back to the chairman. On the portion that, you know, identify the items for inclusion, is that by a motion or I'm a little bit?
Yeah, I have a motion for you, but I know that there's going to be one prior to that. I was wondering if they were going to put that up first so we could do this all in one motion or, okay. You know, I'm standing by here.
All right, does somebody else on the council have a motion to put forward? Mr. Pentney.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I believe what I have is a motion to amend, expecting that there would be a sort of baseline motion to initiate framework 63. And then I was going to offer a motion to amend, but there's a process motion that I have to introduce in order to do that. It seems like the first step would be to get the main motion on the board, and then we can entertain, you know, motions to amend or substitute, I guess.
Okay, that sounds great. So,
Mr. Chairman, may I interrupt for a minute here?
Yes.
I think we want the process motion first. If the process motion passes, then following on with the motion to amend the Terry's motion and then the motion to amend flows better. If we don't do it that way, we're going to wind up with a motion on the framework followed by a process motion, which doesn't really fit cleanly under a motion to amend. And then if that passes, another motion to amend. So I think what we really want is the process motion first.
Okay.
Okay, then I will try to introduce that motion. I think, Joan, do you have that Motion ready to go. Thank you, that's it. So I move that in order to consider the addition of default measure alternatives to the 2021 Northeast Multispecies Framework, I move to suspend the rule that requires any proposed change in priorities to be reviewed by the relevant oversight committee before it is acted on by the council. And then if I get a second to that, I can try to explain what it is that I'm proposing to do here.
All right, I see. So I'm going to, I think she put her hand up, Attorney Etri seconding the motion.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
So thank you. So sort of like the context is we're about to entertain a motion to initiate framework 63 for the 2022 fishing year. And we have, you know, looked at what has been going on the last several years with the rulemaking and the process and default measures. And so we are suggesting to the council that as part of Framework 63, and this is going to be my follow-on motion, but as part of Framework 63, the PDT look at some alternative approaches to the default measure system that we currently have in place under the Groundfish FMP. And certainly when we get to that motion, I can provide more context and rationale for why we want, why we would like the PDT to explore that. But in discussing, you know, that idea with Tom Neese, we realized that it would require, in order to include that in Framework 63, we would need to change the council priorities for 2021. And in order to change the priorities, there is a process that the council has implemented requiring that a change in priorities first go through the relevant oversight committee and come forward as a recommendation from the committee before it is acted on by the council. Because we didn't have the benefit of a groundfish committee meeting recently and would like this to be voted on today so the PDT has clear direction if the motion passes, we need to suspend that rule that would require the relevant oversight committee to act first. And so this motion is put forward in order to do that, to ask the council to suspend the rule. If this motion passes, then we will be free to introduce a motion to amend the main motion that will change the council priorities for Framework 63. And we can vote that up or down. So that's where this is coming from. Thank you.
Okay, and just a question where that frames it well. And then in order to suspend this rule, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's a two-thirds vote required. Or Mitch?
I believe that's correct. It was not noticed on the agenda. I'm pretty sure it'll be a two-thirds vote.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Just paying attention right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So why don't we do this? We'll have a debate on the motion to suspend the rule, really not to the issue that Mr. Pentney wants to bring up. We're trying to talk, get to that point. So, and then he'll add additional information, as he said, if this rule is suspended. So I'm going to start at the council. Dr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if this motion is needed at all, given that we are all on the Groundfish Committee, and to avoid setting a precedent, which I'm not exactly keen on setting, might it be possible for us to momentarily adjourn the full council? We reconvene as the Groundfish Committee, debate the motion, and then reconvene as the adjourn the Groundfish Committee meeting, and then reconvene as the full council. It's clunky, I know, but it avoids suspending a rule that we put into place for a reason. So I'm just wondering if that as a process might allow us to act expeditiously, as I understand we need to do, but do so without setting what I think might be a dangerous precedent.
I'm gonna ask Mitch, Attorney McDonald, what he thinks on that. If that's, because I'd entertain that, but I just want to make sure we're doing it the correct steps.
You could do that, although I would maybe dispute the idea that it's a bad precedent, and for the same, almost the same reason that Dr. McKenzie is putting forth. Even though you're suspending the rules, and you are you are in effect the Groundfish Committee, and so you'll be debating the same rationale anyways for suspending the rules. So I think you could dissolve into the, you know, adjourn and then go to the Groundfish Committee and then, you know, rise and report to the council and then vote as a council on it. But in this unusual circumstance where the Groundfish Committee is the council, I think you're all one in suspending the rule momentarily to allow you to, this group, the same argument that you're going to have otherwise, may be more efficient.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I might, I would point out that the Groundfish Committee does not just include New England council members, and we do not have the Mid-Atlantic council members present. In addition, we did not notice that there would be a Groundfish Committee meeting, which is perhaps a very pedantic point since everybody else is here. But we didn't notice that we would have a committee meeting, and we don't have the mid members here.
All right. The
question is, which is worse, holding a Groundfish Committee meeting without mid members that we didn't announce or suspending the rules? I don't know which precedent is.
I would argue, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, for jumping in, but I think Tom's point is a good one, that it wasn't, there wasn't on a notice that the Groundfish Committee would meet, and you do have two members that aren't here, or a member that's not here. So,
I think then what I'd like to, certainly understanding the concerns of Dr. McKenzie setting a bad precedent, we haven't had a Groundfish Committee meeting since the April meeting. So I don't think it's out of the ordinary that we would suspend the rules to take this up. I think it's to use, I think Attorney McDonald's is kind of clunky and not noticing the other members of the Groundfish Committee makes a little bit more concerning to me. So I think I'd rather go forward with the pending motion to suspend the rules, I think is the understanding the concern about setting a bad precedent. It's kind of a unique situation.
If I may, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Tom makes a great point. I hadn't thought about that. So I'm glad we had this discussion, and I'm happy to move ahead as originally proposed. Thank you for taking time.
Great. Excellent. All right. So I'm going to call on Attorney Eitri, then Dr. Sissonwine on the suspension of the rules. Don't want to get too deep into the weeds on the substantive matter.
Thank you. I'll make it quick. I support this as written. I appreciate Matt trying to think about a way forward. I'm not going to say anything else on that one. Just support moving this question forward. Thank
you. Okay. Dr. Sissonwine.
Yes, I'm looking for clarification. This would suspend the rule with respect to having review by the relevant oversight committee. But as I understand it, the rule also says that it requires a supermajority, I guess it's 2/3 vote, to actually change the priority. Would this motion suspend the rule with respect to both of those, or just the oversight committee? In which case, I assume if it's the will of the council to actually change the priorities, it would require a second supermajority vote.
Yeah, my interpretation would be, you're correct. It would be the 2/3 to suspend the rules, and then the full council would then require a 2/3 rule, 2/3 vote to change a priority.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to be clear. Thank you.
All right, this is a motion to change rules. I see nobody else, so I'm going to call the vote. Mr. Neese, if you can call the roll on the pending motion.
Yes, please vote yes, no, or abstain. Mr. Gates, I believe.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
Mr. Balzano?
Yes.
Mr. Belavance?
Yes.
Ms. Eitri?
Yes.
Mr. Godfrey? Mr. Godfrey? Mr. Godfrey? I think his hand went up to vote yes, but let me double confirm that. Yes, he's voting yes. Ms. Patterson?
Yes.
Mr. Salerno?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Dr. McKenzie?
Yes.
Mr. Oshevsky?
Yes. Yes, did you hear that, Tom?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. Mr. Pappalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Penny?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Mr. Reed?
Yes.
Dr. Sissonline?
Yes.
Mr. Tracy?
Yes.
The vote is unanimous.
Okay. So now I think procedurally we'll have Mr. Alexander put his motion up, and then Mr. Pentney could offer a motion to amend that.
Okay, Joni, I sent Joni a motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. You can read it into the record.
Joni, could you revise that to get rid of that last line, revise default specifications if the RA wants to do that? So, all right, so I'll read that into the record. To initiate framework 63, 2022 through 2024 specifications management measures to include set 2022 total allowable catches for U.S. Canada management units of Eastern Georges Bank Cod, Eastern Georges Bank Haddock, and 2022-2023 specs for Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder Stock. Set 2022 through 2024 specs for Georges Bank Cod and Gulf of Maine Cod, and possibly adjust 2022 specs for Georges Bank Haddock and Gulf of Maine Haddock. Adjust 2022 specifications for Whitehake based on the rebuilding plan. And that will be it.
Okay, looking for a second. Seconded by Ms. Eatry. So it's now pending. I'm going to call in Mr. Neese.
I have a question, and if I might, Mr. Chair, I'm going to probably need Dr. Cornan's help. I'm trying to recall what we put in the priorities for Framework 63, and I'm trying to make sure that these three bullets cover all of the things that we put in priorities. Jamie might remember better than I do.
So looking back at that slide where I listed out the annual priorities, there are two things absent from this list. One is adopt additional measures to promote stock rebuilding. And the second is in consultation with the SSC, revise the ABC control rules for Northeast multi-species stocks. Although I think we've had a pretty extensive discussion earlier today that work is ongoing, and perhaps putting it in this framework action is premature.
So if I might follow up. You know, arguably this is also perhaps a change in priorities. given that the council said that we were going to work on this year and they're not mentioned here in initiating the framework. I'm just curious whether this is an oversight or if this is intentional or if there's going to be a follow-on motion to address this.
Is that a question for me, Tom?
Well, I think it's a question for the council as a whole, but yeah, you're the maker of the motion, Terry.
Yeah, that was intentional. I am more than willing to put the revised default spec if Mike would like me to, but to add that to it. But yeah, that was intentional on my part.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call on the Dr. Cornyn. She's got her hand up. The plan was to get this main motion pending. I thought and then let Mr. Pentney come in with his amended motion. I thought this main motion was worked out, but obviously not. Dr. Cornyn.
Can you hear me okay? I have a yes. Audio issue. Okay, great. Thank you. So what this means as written right now, as I read it, is that this action would be a specifications action only and not consider any additional management measures. If that is the council's direction for this year and this action, that is what we're saying. The other things that were included, the other topics, other types of management measures would not be in this framework. And so we're hoping to have clarification if that's what the council wants to do. I know there's another motion coming on default specifications, but that's still related to specifications. So as we work together over the next few months, we'll need direction on what to work on. And so if this is what the focus would be of this framework, I think that it just needs to be very clear today and what we do with those other council priorities. Will they move to multi-year? Will they be worked on in some other means? So I think that we need to know that also in this discussion. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I might.
Sure. Yeah, I'm getting more confused by the minute here, but okay.
Well, I guess my issue is that last fall, we said that we would, in the framework this year, consider measures that would promote rebuilding. It's very nonspecific about which stocks it might apply to, but there are a number of stocks where we know we're behind on the rebuilding timelines. And while we are anticipating receiving a letter from the agency, the regional administrator told us about Gulf of Maine cod and Southern New England winter flounder. I would point out that we made that priority well in advance of any official notice from the agency that we were not making adequate progress in rebuilding. Now we appear to be dropping that issue from this framework adjustment. And, you know, again, it would seem that, you know, arguably that's a change in priorities. And we have a process we're going through for changes in priorities that I'm not sure was followed in this particular instance. So, you know, that's my concern. I mean, I raised a concern. It's up to the council how they want to deal with it.
But I think with that, then we would require two-thirds votes to exclude the items that are on our priority list that are not in this motion. Is that would be the
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. Maybe procedurally, it might be more easily done one at a time, meaning, first of all, deal with the default specs issue, and then secondly, this other change in priorities. Each one is a separate change in the priorities, and maybe that's helpful. I offer that as a suggestion.
Yeah, I'm just thinking how to tee it up, though.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Sure. Yep.
I think, well, part of the challenge is I was planning to introduce a motion to amend this motion. And the reason we went through the procedural change is I was going to propose dropping what I was expecting to see on the bullet list as one of the previously approved priorities, and replacing that priority with my suggested amendment. And that would have been the ABC control rule issue that, as we heard, there's still a lot more work that needs to be done on that before it's really ripe for a framework adjustment. And so I guess what I was expecting to see was five bullets, under this for this motion, one of which I was going to move to strike as part of my motion to amend and replace, as I said, replace that priority with a new priority. And the motions on the board has been made and seconded, so maybe we're stuck with it. But I guess I would have preferred to see the council's original set of five priority actions, and then any motions to change those priorities, such as mine, could have been debated as motions to amend. That would mean we'd start with these three plus measures to promote rebuilding. As Tom said, it's fairly generic and it might apply to a number of stocks, as well as the ABC control rule issue, which then I would move to strike.
Okay. Mr. Alexander, if
Mr.
I can...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I just make... Hi. A seconder, I was just going to... I think we get wrapped around the axle when we try to figure out the procedural and a few things got missed. So what I was going to do, if Terry was agreeable, and I don't know if you were just about to say this, but to add in adopt additional measures to promote stock rebuilding, and equally add in consultation with the SSA, revised ABC control rules from the Northeast multi-species stocks, then hopefully if Terry is agreeable to that, we could then move forward as Mike was talking and we could discuss both the ABC control rule and adopt additional measures to promote stock rebuilding, if that's helpful to kind of clarify and move things forward.
Yeah, well, let me just make it even simpler. If we put those five bullets up and then Mike can come in and amend that like he was proposing. So so is that okay, Mr. Alexander, as the maker of the motion?
That's fine with me, John.
Okay. All right. So now that's the pending main motion. So I'm going to call on Mr. Pinckney to make a motion to amend.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully, Joan has my motion ready to queue up. I will have to modify it slightly once it's on the board. But I'm going to move to amend. There we go. I'm moving that the council modify the 2021 Northeast multi-species priorities and develop alternatives to the current default system for inclusion in Framework 63. And remove, quotes, in consultation with the SSC, revise ABC control rules for Northeast multi-species stocks, which is the fifth bullet there. And that's in keeping with, the council policy that if we're adding an alternative, adding a new priority, that we try to remove one. And so we're removing that fifth bullet as a council priority for this year for Framework 63 and replacing it with alternatives to the current default system. So if I get a second to that, I can go through my rationale.
To be seconded by Mr. Salerno.
All right, thank you. So just to be clear, in the seven fishing years, which is really 6 years, but seven fishing years since we first implemented Framework 53 in 2015, which put the default specs process in place, we've had four fishing years where the framework was delayed, due to a number of circumstances, and it wasn't possible to have a final rule in place for May 1. Which has meant that the fishery has operated under default specifications for any stocks that did not already have quotas set by a previous action. So according to the regulations that this council adopted and we implemented, the default is 35% of the previous year's quota, and it expires at the end of July. Now for seasonal fisheries, such as Eastern US Canada fishery, this really can be pretty constraining, as the industry knows. This year, due to the schedule of assessments, there are some additional stocks that have gone past their third year of quota and therefore are under default specs. Default specs also affect the common pool quotas and the triplements that they have to operate under. So what we're really suggesting here is that the PDT take some time as part of Framework 63 and look at trying to develop some alternative approaches to this system. Partly this is an issue with kind of process and how the council has taken final action, and I don't really want to get into the details of why or who or what, but it's a simple fact that in several years, the council initially anticipates taking final action on the framework adjustment in the December meeting and ultimately defers final action to the end of January at that meeting. And then that has kind of snowball effects in terms of our rulemaking. And so, as those delays, as we've experienced those delays in developing and taking final action on frameworks, it becomes very, very challenging for staff on the council side and on the agency side to complete the framework adjustment documents, get them submitted, and get the rulemakings completed, particularly when we're also often working on getting the sector rules in place and the recreational measures rules in place. So there's a lot that come together right around May 1st. And so what we're hoping to achieve here is to take a look at the default system with some fresh eyes, and think if there are look to see if there's some ways that we can improve that to avoid the situations that we've experienced, several of the last few years. So I'll stop there, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much for that rationale. I see Dr. Cornane's hand up. I'll call on her next.
Thank you, Dr. Chair. One is a point of reference for council members in your binder. There is a memo from Executive Director Tom Meese outlining the current default specifications, how they work and what the regulations say, and also a little summary of recent timelines for framework actions and identifying when default specifications were necessary. Some notes on our perspective of what some of those delays, some of the causes of those, and sometimes they were quite a number of factors that could have been the driver. Second, just a question of clarification. This motion, as it reads, related to the underlying motion, is meant to revise the list and substitute here the default control rule, I mean, the default system revisions. But I don't think you intend to necessarily stop all work on the ABC control rule. Just to be clear, that work would continue, but at a slower pace. This motion does not intend to take that priority out of the council's work for this year. And I just want to clarify that with the maker of the motion. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that question. Important to clarify that. No, we're not suggesting that we stop all work on the ABC control rules, but rather that the ABC control rule revisions not be an element of Framework 63.
All set, Jamie? Okay. Nicole, Dr. Sissonwine.
Thank you. Didn't actually realize I'd raised my hand, but I did have a...
I didn't know if it was a left... It's been there for a while. I wasn't sure if it was left over and was not put down or not, but if you don't want to speak, that's fine too.
Yes, I will lower my hand if that's...
Okay. All right. Attorney Eitri.
Thank you. I just wanted to quickly thank the RA for making this motion. I think it's very timely considering the fact that we have had default measures for quite a few years, or not consecutively, but quite a few years. And they have, they're valuable, obviously, because they keep the fishery operating. But, you know, we've learned a lot since these went into effect, since I think Framework 53. And I think we have the opportunity right now to look at ways we can modify this to kind of honor the summer fisheries and whatnot as much as we can. And I'm reassured because I don't see this, and you know, the RA did confirm that this is not stopping the work on the EBC control rule. It's just acknowledging that it's going to take a little bit more time to continue that work, to make it constructive in an open and collaborative manner, and that it's just not appropriate to try to do that in the time period for the framework. So I support this. And then, yep, that's it.
All right, I'm going to go out to the audience next. All right, I see none. Back to the council. Seeing none, Ms. Denise, please call the roll on the motion to amend.
Mr. Chair, Dr. Sithmoyan's hand went up briefly, but I don't know if that was a mistake or not. It's back up.
Dr. Sithmoyan?
No, it wasn't. If I could just briefly comment, I certainly think this is a good action and I support it. It occurs to me that part of the issue with that we're addressing here might be related to the timing of the fishing year. And I don't need a particular answer to this, but I did want to make the comment that perhaps that's worth some consideration as this process goes forward, since the current start date of May 1 is really quite arbitrary. So I just throw that out there as a thought. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment. All right, Ms. Denise, please call the roll on the motion to amend.
Thank you. Council members, please answer yes, no, or abstain. Just to give you a heads up, I'm going to do it in reverse alphabetical order this time based on last name. Mr. Tracy?
Yes.
Dr. Sithmoyan?
Yes.
Mr. Reed?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Mr. Pentney?
Yes.
Mr. Preppolardo?
Yes.
Mr. Orzeski?
Yes.
Dr. McKenzie?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Mr. Salerno?
Yes.
Ms. Patterson?
Yes.
Mr. Godfrey?
Yes, and thank you, Joan, for fixing my microphone.
Ms. Eitri?
Yes.
Mr. Belavan?
Yes.
Mr. Balzano?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
Mr. Gates?
Yes.
Vote is unanimous, 17-0-0. Motion to amend carries.
Okay, now we've got a pending motion as amended, and now Ms. Eitri has another motion to amend. Ms. Eitri.
Hi, thank you. I'm doing this slightly on the fly and also having emails that aren't sending and stuck in my outbox. So just kind of trying to circle back to, I think, what was Terry's intent in the original way that this motion was made. I'm just going to make a motion to strike adopt additional measures to promote stock rebuilding from the list of items to be included in the framework. And if I get a second, I'll make a quick statement as to why I'm doing this.
Seconded by Mr. Alexander.
Okay, thanks. It's not that I think that there's not an appropriate discussion to be had about adopting additional measures to address current rebuilding. I think the issue is that when we had this discussion and included it in the priorities, we included it as a placeholder in anticipation of notices of inadequate progress on specific stocks. I think that those letters will be coming eventually, and we will have to have a discussion because of the time period associated with those notifications. But I just feel, in light of where we are on workload and priorities and trying to have a thoughtful and meaningful discussion about rebuilding, it would be more appropriate if that work is either occurring in the background with some specific taskings from the committee to the PDT after we get the notification from the agency and then included in the framework for next year, or included in a subsequent action after this framework and specifications. I just feel as if timing-wise, we're just going to be in a dynamic where we're trying to rush things through and actually creating a similar situation as to why we're looking at the default system to begin with.
Okay, I just want a little clarification. I see Ms. Griffin wants to talk, but Attorney McDonald, because this would be striking an existing thing in our priorities, this amendment would require a two-thirds vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I was thinking about this as it was being proposed. Yes, you would be voting to change a priority. So, yes, that would be consistent with the policy.
Okay. Ms. Griffin, then Dr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Dr. Chair. Yeah, at first I was a little hesitant on this one. And Libby, thank you for providing your rationale, because I think it's actually something that I'm a little bit more amenable to right now, given some of the comments that we heard from the RA about, you know, timelines and delaying frameworks. And I wonder if, in the way that you worded it, if this is, if Jamie interprets this the same way as she would the harvest control rule work, that work wouldn't stop when we discussions on rebuilding, but it's just out of this framework, and it's just up to us to decide which framework it would go into for next year.
Okay, Dr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really concerned about this amendment. You know, the letters from the service are already overdue. We should have had them by now, but for lots of reasons, they're not in yet. But we know they're coming. And it seems to me that preparing the deck for work that we know is coming at a time when we are, you know, obligated to try to rebuild these stocks, it just seems like this is actually keeping this in actually is prudent and forward thinking. So I'm going to be voting against this. I think this is just creating a crisis down the road rather than averting one.
Okay. Terry Alexander, then Mr. Pentney.
Yeah, my intention when I didn't put that up there was to make a clean specs package for December on approval. It's not that I don't think we need to work on that. It's just that would go to a multi-year thing instead of having to approve, get that done for December of this year. So it wasn't that I didn't think we wasn't going to be working on it. I thought that we would be, just at a different pace than what we have for the specs. So I was, you know, with all the concerns about getting the specs package done and getting it out by May 1st, you know, this year here we're facing what could be a shutdown with the chances that we took with Redfish in January of last year. January, well, I can't remember which, but, you know, what could be a shutdown of the fishery come August 1st, if that isn't in place, if the new rule isn't in place. So that's what I was trying to prevent, just, you know, make it a clean specs package. So thank you.
Okay, Mr. Pentney, then Mr. Salerno, then Mr. Papalotto.